Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
What is up, Waffle Gang? I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some relationship stories. If you love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that subscribe button, maybe that notification bell too, and let's jump straight in to today's stories. Much love, guys. Now, this story was a request on Twitter to be read, and it's from the person called Lapdance Insecurity, titled, "Am I, 23 female, being irrational about my boyfriend, 25 male of 4 years, getting lap dances? I'm 23, boyfriend is 25, been together 4 years, living together about 4 months. We have a generally good relationship, talk regularly, get along, have sex daily, etc. Recently, we had a conversation about strip clubs. I told him I have no care about him going to strip clubs, but getting lap dances goes beyond what I am comfortable with. He said he's gotten lap dances while we've been dating and has no intention to stop getting them. We got into an argument because, as I stated, this goes beyond what I am comfortable with. But since we hadn't actually talked about it before, I cannot get too mad at him for getting them while we've been dating. However, I told him I'd really appreciate it if he doesn't get lap dances anymore, and he said that he would not stop getting them because he sees nothing wrong with them. I told him it feels like he isn't respecting my boundaries within the relationship. His response was that if I just want to control him and if I don't allow lap dances, then there is no limit to the things I won't allow, such as going out with friends, bachelor parties, or weekend trips. I pointed out to him that since we've been dating, he goes on regular weekend trips, been to bachelor parties, and out with friends. I've never had any fuss about these and wished him well. He acknowledged that that is true, but he said he will never stop getting lap dances on the principle of the matter. This really hurts me and makes me feel like he has no respect for my boundaries. I feel like it won't matter if I ever bring up when something makes me uncomfortable, because if he sees nothing wrong with it, what I'm uncomfortable with doesn't matter. To me, it seems irrational of him to project a hypothetical situation into the future of me not allowing him to go with friends because I told him I don't want him getting lap dances. Am I being controlling or irrational? Now, this story does follow with an update, so we'll cover that in a second, but I'm going to come at this one from two angles. Firstly, your partner is just disrespecting you completely, I think, by not taking your concerns into consideration at all. The fact that you've raised this issue and that you're uncomfortable with it, he should be stepping back and saying, "Wow, yeah, this is making my partner feel uncomfortable. What can I do about this?" And instead, he's just doubling down and saying, "Absolutely not. I have no intention to stop getting lap dances. And I don't know why this is such a big thing for him, but because he sees nothing wrong with him." But what's wrong with him is that it's making your partner uncomfortable. I mean, if you was in a relationship where, you know, you've discussed this and this is your thing, then fair play to you, go ahead with that. But one partner's expressed that they don't like it, so you need to take that in consideration being part of this relationship. And it got me questioning. I'm sure he would change his tune if you know, his girlfriend went to a strip club and was getting lap dances herself. I wonder how he would feel in that situation. I got a feeling he wouldn't feel so secure in his decision anymore. And then putting myself in OP shoes in this one, I gotta say, I don't think I would be comfortable either. And if my hypothetical partner was doing that, yes, I wouldn't feel comfortable with it either. I'd be very upset, in fact. And I don't think expressing your discomfort with this is a bad thing at all. So this is, I was gonna say not the arsehole, the wrong subreddit, Mark. But we'll cover some comments and then we'll move to the update. With Lazy G, who says, "You should raise the issue that the problem is not as much as the lap dances, but his inability to compromise. It's fine for him to not want to be controlled, but having mutually agreed upon boundaries in a relationship is normal and healthy. It's pretty crap if he won't even entertain any discussion." A deleted user says, "Goodness, this would bother me so much. It's normal for a guy to go out with his friends, have a good time, but I would be extremely uncomfortable with any suggestive contact, and that's definitely one of them. In my opinion, he's being very disrespectful to you. It's not like you're asking him to stop going out or having a good time, but just to refrain from something that makes you feel uncomfortable. This would possibly be a deal breaker for me as well. Hopefully you can see how much it hurts you for him to ignore your simple request so easily. If not, I hope you know you can do much better. Jurassic Junkie says, I don't recall reading it, but how often is he going to these places? Strip clubs should not be a regular hangout when you're in a relationship. It's creepy and really odd. To me, it's disrespectful to your feelings to not even consider changing his behavior. It's Today Already says, I like the term lap dance. Sanitizes the situation. Instead of some randomly scantily clad girl rubs her bits on your boyfriend erection only because he's paid her. How many people think it would be okay if your boyfriend did this with girls without paying them? I'm guessing many fewer than arguing it's okay in this context. Why is it different in this setting? The act of his erection coming into contact with some girl's panties as she grinds on his lap with her naked tits in his face is the same, right? And it's the act you object to, not the context. Makes him sound pathetic when you put it that way, doesn't it? Time for him to grow up a little. Miss F says and quotes, has no intentions to stop getting them, and then says there's your real problem. He doesn't give a shit about your feelings. Before you talked about it, he had no way to know you'd have a problem, but now he does, he's going to do it anyway. It's not controlling to not want another woman sexually grinding on your boyfriend and rubbing her boobs in his face, even if it's just for money. You're totally right to feel that he doesn't respect your boundaries. He clearly doesn't. Jonathan Rambo says go to a strip club where they have guys and get a dude to smash his dong in your face and take a video with your phone. Tell him for every one of his lap dances, which is essentially a chick's ass massage on your dong, you're going to get a face massage by the way of dong. Tell him that's just how you roll. Feminism done right, bitches. And one more from a deleted user who says he's being stubborn because he sees the principle of the thing as more important than how you feel about it. He likes lap dances and doesn't place as much importance on them as you do, so he's being dismissive of your feelings. You're right that his argument is very weak, and there is no slippery slope from banning lap dances to banning weekend trips. You need to decide what this means for you. This probably isn't a deal breaker right now, but what about the next time he goes out to a bachelor party at a strip club? What will you do then? If he gets a lap dance, are you going to break up with him over it? If not, then you're better off just not thinking about it. If you aren't going to leave him over it, then you are only picking fights all the time, which will eventually kill the relationship. On the other hand, if now that he knows how you feel, you're willing to break up with him over a lap dance, let him know that you feel strongly about it. Don't give an ultimatum, but tell him this is a deal breaker for you. So, update. Thanks everyone for the replies. Was not expecting to hear so many responses. There do seem to be some trends, and I recognise that the phrasing of the question and situation is certainly one-sided and makes my partner seem more disrespectful than probably necessary. What I am seeing, though, is a relatively strong divide on people who feel strongly about this issue on either sympathising with me or him. There is some great advice on how to properly address the issue in light of the difficulty of both of our stubborn natures. At this point, based on what I'm seeing, there are plenty of other men and women who feel strongly about lap dances as I do. I suppose even though the issue isn't settled, feeling validated is nice, but I won't be using that alone as justification for my cause. There are also several men and women who feel as though he is right in seeing lap dances as harmless. I heard a lot of, dump him now, he doesn't respect you, but I wouldn't throw away this relationship so quickly without a little calmer, more rational conversation. We're capable of that, and I'm sure if this relationship doesn't work out, it will end on a calm, realistic note, not in anger over principles and jealousy. So we talked a little more in a calmer state and agreed upon a couple of things. 1. I'm allowed to feel any emotions I experience. Just because he thinks they're silly things to get worked up over doesn't make my emotions any less valid. 2. He told me he was irrational to assume I would start taking away weekend trips, bachelor parties, or bro time, because it has been clear in the past those were never threatened or even cared about on my end. 3. He told me that he really doesn't care about lap dances, cares about me, and because of the way I address this in a calmer, more rational manner, thanks Reddit for helping me with the language, that my concerns made sense. He said he will still probably have one or two more lap dances in his life at bachelor parties likely, but I will be on his mind and the idea of hurting me over something unnecessary will be enough to skip them. Part of this last conclusion was established when I pointed out how upset and hurt he was a long while back when I went streaking with some friends, men and women, even though I saw it as harmless and he thought I crossed the line. That allowed him to understand that while we may disagree on the specific issue at hand, respecting each other and giving up on these silly non-necessities that don't really matter to either of us in the big picture is more important. We both agreed that these are based on our different moral opinions and emotional responses. That doesn't make either of us irrational or controlling, just concerned or hurt by the situations. Thanks again, everybody. You really helped. Now, what are your thoughts on this story? What are your thoughts if your partner went to get a lap dance? How would you feel about that? Would it bother you in this situation? Or would you be like, no, it's a normal thing or whatever? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below and we'll move on to another story.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And our next story is called OP Finds Photos of a Married Father Kissing Their Married Neighbor. And it does follow with an update. My parents have been married for 20 years and have lived in the same home since before I was born. Their marriage is very good. They rarely fight and regularly go on dates. My dad is a great father and takes very proactive interest in my life, attends most of my school events and provides me everything I want. My dad is an executive, so he is paid well. My mum is a freelancer who works from home. She is a shy and gentle person, so she doesn't have many friends. We have a great family. Our current neighbour's husband, wife Laura, name changed, and their son moved in 5 years ago, and our families became good friends. We regularly go to dinners in each other's homes, and their son is a friend of mine. Laura and my mum go shopping frequently together, and she is my mum's best friend. Laura's office is close to my dad's, so they've been carpooling for almost 3 years. I was fiddling with my dad's phone yesterday and I opened the trash folder of his gallery. There were pictures of my dad and Laura kissing. The selfies were taken in their car and they were a few weeks old. I was super shocked when I saw them. I have no idea when the affair might have started. I have not seen any changes in him. He is just caring and loving as he always is. My parents' marriage seems as great as it always was. I've been paralyzed by fear since yesterday. I wish I hadn't found those pictures. I don't know what to do. Should I confront my dad or tell my mum? Or should I not do anything? What will happen to my family? I really need help. Now, I'm someone who says, you know, no one deserves to be cheated on and everyone who is being cheated on deserves to know the truth about what's going on. So I would think, you know, what you could do in this situation is tell your mum what you think's going on or say, you know, you found these pictures. Maybe not even say what you think is going on and just show the pictures, maybe, as I think it would be the right thing to do. I'm not sure what you think on that one, but I don't think it's something that you can just play off as nothing. But the comments say, out of respect for my mum, I would let her know and she can do what she thinks needs to be done. Molar Man says, your mum deserves to know. If nothing else, what about STDs? Your mum should have the right to make her own decisions. This is all on your dad, not you. Your dad is clearly in the wrong and is sacrificing your whole family by his bad decision. Tell her. Poppyman13 says, Mum deserves to know, regardless of whether she's already aware of it or not. Alternative Tech says, well, I will take screenshots of the photos and send them to yourself. Show your dad you have them, then tell her that either he tells your mum or you will. It's better if he tells her himself, I think, but if he doesn't, most definitely tell her. Beck says, OP, I may get downvoted to hell for this, but nothing related to your parents' marriage or your father's affair is your fault or your responsibility. There are two adults in this situation who are behaving badly, and whatever comes of that is not a weight to be carried by you. I realize you must feel very torn and hurt by all of this. This is just my own humble opinion, but if you feel that you should tell your mum and you feel comfortable doing that, then do so. But if the whole situation gives you crippling anxiety and tears at your heart, you can, in good conscience, brush the dirt from your hands and let it go. It has nothing to do with you and it's not your problem. If your mum is a good mum, and I'm willing to bet she is, she would never hold the fact that you didn't tell her against you. She will most likely still want you to have a good relationship with your dad, no matter what happens to their relationship, because she will know that his role is so important in your life. Just think about things and decide what you want or don't want to do. Whatever decision you make will be the right one for you. And the update is a small one, but it starts off by saying I sat down with my mum and dad and showed them the pictures. I was dreading this moment for the last few days, and I'm so happy that it wasn't what I feared. This was consensual, and my mum knew. They've been swingers for the last 2 years, and Laura was the one who introduced them to that lifestyle. The conversation was awkward, but we're good now. Turns out my parents had a better relationship than I thought they did. Well, that was unexpected. And I'm glad it turned out to be a positive one in the end. Now tell me, was you expecting that ending? Was you expecting a swingers ending? I think this is the first time I've seen it in a relationship or an Am I the Arsehole story. Let us know your thoughts in the comments below and we'll move on to another story. And our next story comes from a deleted user titled, Brother 25 Male is mad that I 26 Female inherited most of Granddad's estate to go to school because I won the lottery. I won the lottery a few years ago. Not the jackpot, the next one down. Once I sorted out the fees from winning and had covered myself and my kids, bought a house, paid off debts, set up savings, etc., I gave several friends and family members a tidy sum each. I'd been accepted into a top university when I was 18, but hadn't gone as I'd had my oldest of two and married his father. So I decided to look into going after I'd won, but ideally I wanted to pay my own fees, not go through loans, and own a place in the area so that it had the security. But this move would come with a much higher cost of living overall and house prices that were about four times what they were in my area. And that's a conservative estimate. Then I found out that Granddad was delaying his retirement due to the cost of living. I ran the numbers and I couldn't do both. So I split what was left between myself and Granddad, allowing him to retire. I never mentioned this to him explicitly, but he'd known I was looking into uni, and then I stopped when I split the cash. And he refused to take it initially, and I tried to give it back a few times, to which I said if he tried, I would never speak to him again. Granddad passed away last year, and he left me just about everything. He also wrote a letter where he brought up my threat of never speaking into again if he repaid me. So this was his way of repaying me while also getting a laugh at my expense. He also told me to go back to school, which I did. I've been accepted at a top university, arranged the move, the kids and I are settled in our new home, and I have a nice amount of money left, including the tuition fees that I will be paying myself. My younger brother, I have two, older and younger, thinks this is bullshit. The way he sees it, Granddad heavily favoured me for no good reason, stiffing him in the process as he only got a token sum to stop him contesting, same as everyone else, and that he needs the money just as much as I do. He also mentioned that the way Granddad went about it was literally a joke, never speak to him again, and is using that as proof that Granddad didn't expect me to keep the money as it was just done for a joke. He asked me for money, which I refused as he asked for a really high figure and is saying I have to help him out. I've explained that this is just Granddad repaying me, which he said was disgusting as I had given a gift with strings attached to a frail old man, and when I said he misunderstood and tried to clear it up, he wouldn't hear it. While the family are very careful to not take sides, it's clear they're upset with me, and my brother is really, really angry. I don't want to lose any of them, but I also can't just give him money like I could when I won initially all those years ago. Is there a way to say that I don't want to talk about this anymore, and I'll see what I can do when I can afford to without angering my brother further and stopping him pushing for this money? The way I see this is, you know, when you won the lottery, you gave some money to your family members, which I assume brother was included in this, and you stopped going to school to help your granddad out, which is an absolutely amazing thing. And I've got to tell you, it had me in tears as I was reading it. The compassion and empathy towards your grandfather to helping him retire and live out, you know, how much time he had left to the best way he could with retiring, which I think is absolutely fantastic. And your granddad knew deep down that it was for uni, so he wanted to repay you back and get you back into school, which I think is a wonderful thing. So for your brother's entitlement there, I'm going to say not the arsehole, I keep forgetting this relationship advice. There's no way you are the arsehole in this situation. You did the right thing, and you need to keep that money. I don't think you need to repay it back in any way whatsoever. Your brother isn't entitled to it at all. Think about what your granddad wanted for you in this situation, and then go with it. But Madam Kitsune says, you gave up your dreams to help your granddad live a better life in his later years. Your granddad has given you those dreams back. Consider it a return on an investment if you want, but take it and look after yourself the way your granddad wanted you to. Your brother has already had a significant chunk of money from you, so consider the well to be dry now. You have your own children to think of now, and if using your inheritance to get an education improves their standard of life, then that's what you do. They are more important than your brother's entitlement. John Randolph says your grandfather's pride required him to pay you back. You owe it to him to honor his wishes. Explain it to your brother or don't, but either way, keep your money. Richard Lundstrom says your brother needs to understand the difference between need the money and want the money. He's obviously just jealous that that's not going to change since you won the lottery. And also, receiving an estate isn't about need, it's about the fact that your grandfather thought you deserved it. It's not anyone else's right to say yay or nay to that. It was his wish. A Very Stupid Decision says, the way I see it is, if you had never won the lottery, your grandpa would have had to work X more years to retire. And if he died, he would have left Y amount of money to each grandkid. So your brother lost out on Y amount of money so that grandpa could retire early. And now your brother is basically saying he would have preferred grandpa had to work those extra years so your brother could collect grandpa's money when he died. That's pretty fucking morbid. You've been honest with your brother and he refuses to care. The only thing he cares about is himself. You and your grandpa got lucky. If your brother had won that lottery money, I get the impression no one would have benefited from it except him. A deleted user says, yeah, life's not fair. You've been given big sums of money twice. In hindsight, you were able to invest the first sum to gain even more a second time round, while he never had the chance. Of course, that's hard. That's why rich people and poor people are not usually friends. I also don't really think giving him money will fix how he felt about the whole ordeal. He will not be thankful, since in his opinion, he deserves it more than you to begin with, which will probably leave you a bitter taste for you. And on the other hand, he will not simply forget the feeling that you were favoured by life and family twice over him. Stop beating yourself up about it. You can't win this one, in my opinion. Becky Lately says, I'm curious, when you gave several friends and family members a tidy sum each, was your brother one of those people? I think that either way, it's your money and these are your grandfather's wishes. But if you'd already given your brother a chunk of the lottery winnings, I think he's even less entitled to grandfather's money. To which OP replies saying, yes, I gave money to all of my relatives except the ones I didn't speak to. So both brothers and my sister received money, but people like my parents and other set of grandparents didn't. Normie316 says, I can totally see why your brother would be upset that one sibling is getting most of everything in comparison to everyone else. Favoritism hurts no matter who it's from. Sadly, resentment can happen if they feel like they've been looked over for years. There's no easy answer here, especially when emotions are heightened from a death in the family. I wish you and all of yours the best. And one more from IsaPizza92 who says, I feel if you give him money, he'll keep trying to manipulate you into giving him other things. I think you should be short with him and tell him that if he's only going to complain about money, then don't bother speaking to you. Family can be toxic too, and don't feel obliged in any way that you have to give a full-grown adult anything they didn't earn. Now, what do you guys make of this story? And all of today's stories, I would love to know your thoughts and opinions in the comments below as always. A huge thank you for spending 20 to 30 minutes with me today, getting involved with the channel, liking the stories, it means the absolute world. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.